Financially pinched governments around the world are getting more aggressive in getting all the tax money that's owed to them, and some are even paying for information. Paul Diogardi is a tax lawyer that specializes in negotiating settlements on behalf of clients that owe money to Canada Revenue Agency.
There's a trend that started with people in the banks who are traditionally underpaid or overworked actually selling information to the tax authorities. For example, the German tax authorities pay them money for it. The Americans will pay money. And what they do is they ship all this information to the International Tax Division in Ottawa. Let's say as part of the information they get, they say, oh, we got a Canadian here. Oh, well, we'll send it to the International Tax Division in Ottawa. And suddenly you get a letter from the International Tax Division saying, Mr. Taxpayer, we understand you have an account in, it doesn't have to be Switzerland, it could be the Channel Islands, it could be anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. It could be a Canadian who has an account in the United States who hasn't reported, or who's investing in non-taxable municipal bonds in the United States. It's non-taxable. But these letters come into the International Tax Division. Once the Canadian taxpayer gets a letter from them, then we can't do a tax amnesty anymore. What we have is a much more difficult situation. We've got to negotiate them out from under a potential tax evasion charge and a prosecution.
Right.
And we do that through taxpayer relief, asking for relief. You know, it depends on the situation.
Paul Diogardi, thanks very much. Taxamnesty.ca for more info. In the Business Center, I'm Russ Bythe.